Hi, I'm Tasia, the Jill of all trades.
And I'm Farron, your Bohemian baddie.
And we are Millennial Frequency.
This segment is about our Millennial Declaration to express what the is going on in the world.
We have 20 questions that need answers.
And clearly, we don't have them.
All right, hey y'all, my name is Tasia, your Jill of all trades, and today I'm asking 20 questions to Khloe Kardashian, yes, the Khloe Kardashian, regarding Jordan Woods / Tristan Thompson / so much mess right now / conversation. The situation is just crazy. So unless you've been living under a rock, to sum it up, because it is a lot, guys, and unless you just don't follow the Kardashians like I don't, you will be confused. So definitely make sure you do some research, do a quick Google search. But what happened was, Khloe's little sister, Kylie, has a friend. Her best friend is, or was, best friend was Jordan Woods. And Jordan Woods was at the house of Tristan Thompson, Khloe's baby daddy. Stick with me here, y'all. It's just a lot. And so there, I guess it's like an after party situation. They're having drinks, and Jordan doesn't leave till 7. Now, granted, it is a crazy long party. I have not partied like that for a while, if ever. I probably did in college. I honestly can't remember at this point. I'm 27, edging towards 30, and those brain cells have just disappeared from me. But people were there, and there were some folks from, I think, Hollywood Unlocked, Jason Lee's, his gossip website / social media handle thing that he's doing. He's from Love and Hip Hop. That's how we were introduced to him. And anyway, his folks were there. They saw that Jordan left, and it just wasn't a good look. So they've been smearing Jordan Woods' name all over social media. It has been a bit debacle, and Jordan Woods has, you know, come out and said, let me defend myself, not because I was right, but because you need to hear my side of the story. And Khloe Kardashian has not, I repeat, has not been forgiving at all. In fact, she's actually said that Jordan was the reason that her and Tristan are no longer together. So again, in case you just have been living under a rock, Tristan Thompson, he is a basketball player, and he is use a hoe. I mean, I don't want to use that type of language when I'm referring to people, but it just is what it is. And so Khloe was dragged by her baby hairs one at a time about the situation. And so I just have 20 questions for Khloe, okay? Just vibe with me on this. So first off, Khloe, did you check your man? Why didn't you leave him? Is this for the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Now, was it cool when you did this to Lauren London? Was it cool when you did this to Trina? Was it cool when your sister did this to Blac Chyna? Is this for the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Why did you stay with a known cheater? Do you remember the person you were when you were 21? Don't you think your energy was misplaced? Where is Tristan? Are y'all still together? Is this any of our business? Really? Seriously? Have you apologized to Jordan for smearing her name instead of giving her a call? Is this for Keeping Up with the Kardashians new season? You really want us to watch, huh? Shouldn't you be focusing on your new bundle of joy? Feel me? Get into the comment section, guys. Do you agree with what I'm saying here? Have you seen this whole debacle play out on social media? I mean, they are still dragging Jordan. If you go to YouTube, people on YouTube are talking about it. If you go to Facebook, people on Facebook. I mean, it's literally everywhere. Do you feel me? Hey, it is Tasia, the Jill of all trades, your Jill of all trades to be more specific, and I'm here with your hot topics. So this week, I definitely wanted to keep it really positive, keep it light, and so this information can be found on the Shade Room. Okay, so FUBU is set to relaunch after announcing a partnership with Century 21 stores. I am super excited. I don't know if you all watch Shark Tank. Damon John is the only black male there representing for the culture, for, you know, himself. And as stated, for us, by us, we need that. We need that rebranding, especially with all the controversy mixed in about Gucci and Prada and all of these quote unquote high designer, high fashion brands that mostly black people, mostly people of color are running and doing whatever they have to do to be in. So shout out to FUBU. I remember rocking FUBU when I was a kid. I am super excited. This quick article also says that as of late, the conversation of holding clothing brands accountable for their designers have taken center stage on social media, which is absolutely right. And it has sparked on online debate and protests of brands like Gucci, Monarchy. See, you know, I don't buy, because I can't even pronounce it, Prada, and any other brand that has been acting up, okay? I will say this really quickly. We should not be reactive. We definitely should be proactive. We should not be retaliating by supporting our black business designers. We should have already been doing that, like, off the top. Like, it shouldn't be, okay, we're going to protest until you treat us right. I mean, I'm one of those people that I believe that consumership is important and where you place your dollars are important, but we have to do it from a place and a loving place, not just because they're acting up. But I will continue with the article. Well, in the midst of the controversy, it seems FUBU is making a comeback. The 90s brand that reached intense fame is reportedly back, and they will be teaming up with Century 21 stores to really get the collection in consumers' hands. So, guys, will you be buying FUBU? I ain't gonna lie. I don't care who's rocking it. I don't care if people talk trash. I will be in some FUBU because it's for us, by us, Marcus Garvey. If you don't know who he is, what are you doing? Look him up. Cool. All right, next story. Really quick, positive shout out. I really appreciate Jaden Smith. Man, he is such a humanitarian. And this is also can be found on the Shade Room, what I'm reading from. Okay, so it says, Michigan is still without Flint water. And don't you know that is a shame? Let's really just think about that. With all the things that we're talking about in the world, why has Michigan not taken that time to really give clean running water? I mean, we take the time to go anywhere in this country and make sure that the country is good, these other countries are good, and make sure these other countries have water, food, and homelessness. It's just, let's take care of these other countries, and we're not even taking care of our own. This is ridiculous, y'all. I don't like it, but let me finish with the story. Although the issue isn't getting the attention it initially got, there are many individuals and organizations who are still contributing to the city's access to water, like Jaden Smith. According to reports, Missionary Baptist Church to give the city the water box. The water box is a mobile water filtration system that reduces lead and other potential contaminations. Jaden is conducting the Kind Act through his organization, Just Goods. As far as the church, we hear that they've invested in providing clean water since the beginning, reportedly over 5 million bottles of waters to their residents. So guys, y'all, this is not okay. If you're American, this is not okay. We have to do better. We have to make sure that we are pressing those that are in spaces and positions where they can change this and really flip this around. But major shout out to Jaden Smith. He did not have to do this. And so that is the Alright, y'all, we back.
We back for part two.
Okay, so, as we were saying last episode, hopefully you all got a chance to tune in because it got real heated. It got real. Not between me and Farron.
No, but just the topic itself. Yeah,
ton of passion behind it. I called her Miss Monique and I'm Monique because this is coming from a very respectable place. I'm just a very analytical thinker, and I just feel like we have to put in perspective why some of the things have happened the way it happened with her. Of course, I don't know her. I don't know Monique. I just, I'm a fan. I'm a supporter and a fan that's been, I'm hurt that she's not getting her just due, but I want to put it in perspective.
Okay.
I guess that's the best way to explain it. This is just coming off the top of my heart. I'm not writing nothing out. This is just kind of how I feel, Farron feels, and sometimes collectively we're agreeing on the same thing. So she went on the Steve Harvey show. She's promoting the residency that she has in Las Vegas. So first off, let's give her a hand clap for that.
Shout out.
That's some awesome things. And I also will add that I think she said she was the first black woman to get a residency in Las Vegas to be a comedian.
That's awesome.
Always breaking records. Always doing amazing things. We love it. But getting to what we were saying last time is sometimes she gets in her own way. Now, I'm okay, so I always bring up like signs and stuff to Farron, but it's not because I'm just obsessed with zodiacs. I just feel like there are some things that are similar with how we align some of our characteristics. And I know she's a fiery Sagittarius. And Sagittarius go hard on what they believe and what they think. And it's sometimes very emotional. And also, I love Sagittarius. My sister is a Sag. I've had friends that are Sages. Emily, our guest, as well as one of our really close friends, she's a Sag. So it's no disrespect what I'm saying, but I know that their temperament sometimes with some of the things that they're thinking about, it really comes from a heartfelt state. And with business, unfortunately, there just is no heart.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And but the thing is, you want to center yourself around people that you can trust. And I can say just learning in the small amount of time that I've had an opportunity to just be producing is the biggest way to do that is when you're networking, you network not necessarily to build a business relationship. Fuck the business, y'all. You are trying to gather who this person is. You're trying to build a relationship with a human being. Like, it needs to be that humanized. So that if you understand their goals, they understand your goals, y'all respect each other from a human level, then the business part is easy. And I think that a lot of emotion has happened because it hasn't really been a relationship there. Or maybe there's some mistrust in some of those relationships that have oozed into business. But when that does happen, it will happen. Unfortunately, it's just kind of how people are wired. You can pray all day and be extremely spiritual. That's just how people are wired sometimes. Sometimes they just kind of go hard on you. So at that point, guess what you got to do? You got to rail it back, and then you got to find the right people to work with. And not clown the folks that hurt you. Me and Farron have been hurt in the last year. Like tears, like frustrated, don't want to go to work, anxiety, all of that. You know, really kind of ambushing our dreams and goals. But we had to keep pushing regardless if we knew how to or not. And guess what? You know, you deal with it, it hurts, and you move forward. And I feel like after almost 10 years, she hasn't moved forward.
No, she hasn't. That's sad. I mean, she needs to move forward. She's going to be talking about this for another 10 years. Yeah. Like, come on, you still got stuff going for you. You got a whole residency that you need to be promoting heavy instead of promoting this thing that happened years ago.
Yeah. So. Let's talk about the blessings that I often think about because I'm just always somebody who just wants to be a better woman, a better fiance, a better daughter, a better sister, a better friend, a better businesswoman. And I put a lot of pressure on myself like most women do. But I also have realized that you have to take care of you and your thinking first. I think she's done an awesome job, not just dropping weight, y'all. I think that we all can drop weight. We can drop it, we can gain it, we can gain it, we can drop it. She is really taking initiative to get strong and healthy. Those things are positive. Those things I'm pushing. But also, you want to clean up the inside as well. Yes. You want to make sure that when you say things, because Steve said something that really hit me. When you say or do things, it has to feel like love. And she felt offended by that.
She did, yeah. She said it because she said it was love. And he said, no, it was not.
It's anger, it's fear, it's pain, it's just a ton of stuff. You know, the world really is on your shoulders when you lose it all. But you got to realize that the world will be here when you leave. Why are you here? I may not be able to answer that for you. But the pain that you have, you're going to have to sit down with somebody or maybe write it out. A book opportunity would have been good for her. You know, that's what I'm talking about, Farron. That is what I'm talking about. There are so many other mediums and ways. And maybe she does have a book. Let's look it up. Maybe she has a book. Maybe she does,
but that's great. Put it all in a book.
Do a tell-all.
Seal it down in a book and be done with it. You don't even have to go into detail. Tell everybody to go out and read the book if they want details.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to tell us anyway, but...
And you got clout. You know, you don't even have to go through a publisher company if you don't want to. Just sell that. Put that shit on Amazon. It'll sell.
Okay, now, these types of ideas. I ain't trying to toot my horn. I ain't trying to toot your horn. Okay? These types of ideas are coming from business-minded people.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. If you're just the talent and you just want to be the talent, there are a lot of people out there that are not interested in going that deep and finding different ways to, you know, get your brand out there. Because that's really what it falls back to, is finding a way to uplift, reinsert your brand into this new... Because you was the shit. She was the shit to me at one point.
Yeah.
She's giving me Eddie Kane vibes. That's really what it's coming out
Eddie
to.
Kane.
Not from... Eddie Kane. From Five Heartbeats.
That's Eddie Kane.
Yeah, she's giving me vibes. Like,
the junk?
The junkie. Not in the sense that she's a junkie, but in the sense that I was the stuff back then. Why am I not getting the same love, respect, and clout that I had back then? Because that was a different era.
Yes.
You must constantly be rebooting and reinventing yourself.
Yes, you have to remain relevant, Monique.
Now, that's... I want you to say it. Because when I be saying it, I feel like it's being, like, misinterpreted. Like, I'm trying to down her.
You have to remain relevant. You can't just go back based off the past and think that's going to take you... through the rest of your life and your career. You have to remain relevant. And right now, your only relevancy is you being angry on them.
That's what the new generation knows you for.
On shows and stuff.
The new generation, unfortunately, doesn't get the opportunity to see you like we saw you growing up, which was funny, pleasant. Maybe that wasn't who you were.
Is the Barkers in Syndication? Are they still showing the
Barkers? I don't know. I don't know. I don't look for it. You know, the show has great moments, so sometimes I'll go and look for certain moments from you. I was about to say UPN. YouTube.
That might be another reason why she's mad, because then, you know, you still get royalties from if you're in syndication.
Yeah, you ain't getting a ton of money, though. Depending on what channel they picked it up.
It can be, though. It can be nice. Like, with the Cosby and stuff.
Well, the Family Matters, like I said, Jo Marie Payton, she said those residual checks are coming in and rolling in. And even she, I had the opportunity to meet her in 2016, y'all. I went to the American Black Film Festival. I submitted a short just so that I can go, to force myself to go. I wasn't expecting to win. I just wanted to go. And I had a chance to talk to her. And, you know, she did a few mentorship sessions and just conversing about certain things. But you have to set yourself up. I don't know if she ever wants to be an executive producer, but you got to make sure that everything else is right and tight. I'm sure maybe my sister, she probably may know her or not. My sister is 4 years younger than me. But anybody under that, they don't know who the hell Jo Marie Payton is or Family Matters.
Yeah.
But you got to set yourself up for success. Either you're going to continue to act and continue to rebrand yourself, or you set yourself up where you can get a check for the rest of your life and you're good. Mm-hmm. We don't know. I think they did 5 seasons. And once you do 5 seasons, those checks keep rolling in.
Okay.
Regardless. And then syndication is a different type
of
check.
Okay.
They're not that expensive, though. But all in all, set yourself up for success. What I think she should do, because I'm solution-based, and we'll play a few clips from the Steve Harvey Show as well. I feel like she needs to get a team.
She needs a team. I think she needs a new management.
Yeah.
So whoever her manager may be right now, I think she needs to
switch. Just say what it is. Say what it is, because this conversation is not coming from hate.
I'm not mad at me, Monique, like you did with Whoopi, but you need
that's shade. That's shade.
You need new management. And that's not going after your husband. That's just saying whoever your manager is at the moment needs to not be your manager anymore.
Yeah, I think we all need that form of separation. Yes. And I heard on her podcast, because I like to listen to everything. I overdo. When I do research on stuff, I overdo it. Because I just get that invested and that interested and intrigued and hearing different perspectives. And I remember her saying on one of her podcasts that she has with her husband, it's called Open Relationship, that the reason she decided to go with him, regardless of his experience or not, was because she trusted him. And her previous manager made statements that their loyalties are to the studios and to the relationships that they build with other people. And that is where their loyalty lies. It's not necessarily the client. The client can fire you. But I need to still be able, as a manager, to say, I can go here, 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 and set things up for the next. And she kind of felt like, okay, well, it's not personalized, or at least this person is not personalized. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. I want somebody who's really thinking about me and my needs and our family needs. Who else can do that better than who she refers to as daddy, her husband? So,
I didn't get that, the reason behind that, but at the same time, it needs to be a change. We've clear. Seen what could be done, and it needs to be a change. I don't know if it's going to sound mean, but it's like, you need to just sit back and think, has my career increased since he's been my manager?
Right.
Or hasn't gone downhill. And if it's gone downhill, then I think you might need to switch. And that's just business. That's not
business.
That's business. So if your manager is not doing what he needs to be doing, he or she, then it's time to switch.
Yeah. You know, I think it's awesome to have an attorney that comes with contracts. But at the end of the day, the management must be tight. Because if you want to do it the way you want to do it, which is kind of just be off the emphasis of what you've done, your manager can spend that and be able to bring in the correct team to be able to manage that type of conversation. Maybe you can do a book deal. You can continue to tour, which she's never really stopped touring, so I respect that. A lot of people are like, well, we ain't seen you in a while. For a significant amount of time, people did see her, but then she did get back on that road. Maybe it wasn't like a heavy load. It was probably not a huge venue, but there is a distinct audience that loves and appreciates your work. So there are different ways you can do it. You did your podcast, okay? Instead of just doing a podcast and uploading it on YouTube, which is full control, maybe get it on like an anchor. So you need young people around you too. So they can tell you what platforms to use, how quickly you can get it out to how many different people you can get it out. That way folks are hearing you. You know, it's a lot. It is a lot. This industry is not easy. My director told me one day, she was the director of our department, and she's just an awesome artist altogether, Dr. T. And she said, if there is something else that you can do and do it well, do that and don't do this.
Makes sense, yeah.
Because this is just, it's a lot. It's going to require a lot from you. It's going to require a lot of strength from you that maybe another opportunity or another job won't. And if you can do that well and manage that and be good, then do that first. But if this is in your soul, and it wasn't like look to your left, look to your right type of thing, where it's like I'm trying to sing you out and make you feel bad about it, it was an honest assessment. Like, it's not for everybody. This entertainment industry is not for everybody. There's a particular reason it's drawn to you. And if it's something that you're really interested in getting into, then stick with it. But if not, go do something else. And that would be another suggestion. Once you do get your money up, start putting your money in other spaces. That way it grows. Maybe you can put some money into real estate and get you some property and get you some land. Maybe you can open a restaurant. You love to eat. Maybe. And I'm not, that's no diss, because I know that was one of her big things. Baby, I love to eat. I love to eat. Why don't you start a restaurant and really promote healthy foods? Kind of like Patti LaBelle did. You know what I'm saying?
She can do that. She can do a cookbook if she likes to cook. You can do an athletic line. If you know, if you've been working out and you got the little dance thing, you can do that.
Target, put Target, and then, you know, you have like, because I think it's not always, I don't know. I don't really consider myself plus size all the way, so I can't completely relate, but I don't think that there's a ton of clothing or attractive clothing for maybe athletic wear. You can go in.
Plus size athletic line would be great. It'd be great.
We over here give you this free love, for free. Baby. For free. No shade included. You know, it may come off aggressive, but that's how I feel like the things that we are saying, that's how I took what Steve was saying. We could break down a few of the things that he was saying that that felt problematic. And maybe it was. And he also over-apologized even after the show because he got drugged on the internet for it, honey. And then Monique, she hugged it out with him.
And then she left the stage. And I told Tasia that maybe she, you know, got a flashback from her night show days. Because, you know, she used to walk off into the audience and hug people. So that's what she did on Steve's show. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what happened. But when I first watched it for the first time, I was like, oh, well, it ended pretty well. You know, he said he was going to get them together, link them up. And, you know, they can resolve this thing. But then it didn't end that way. Everybody took it as him coming after her. And she, you know, started posting that he was, what she started saying?
She was basically alluding that she was agreeing with how other people interpreted the interview as him being a sellout. And I can see him being a sellout. I think that his goals were stronger than her goals. And he was willing to sacrifice things that she wasn't willing to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. If that reads sellout, I'm glad that we still got time because I was going to play the clip, but I got to just touch on this. Y'all feel in love, Monique, because you could never do it in your real life. You're living in a virtual reality. A lot of us are living in a virtual reality, which means that we can get these form of escapisms like the internet, movies, songs, and live through these other people and be okay. And that'd be enough. You would never walk up to your boss and tell your boss, and I don't like even referring to them as that, or your management, or who's ever over you, suck my dick and then go into work and thinking things are cool.
Yeah, you can't do that.
What kind of sense does that make?
In any setting, really. I mean, nobody's going to feel good about that.
You're not doing that. We got to have integrity. And then you get up and you say you hate your job all day. You get drunk all weekend, but you still clock in and you there before everybody. I need somebody to break that down for me and help me understand the things that you want her to do that she's sacrificing her life and her family for, which really I feel like, and this is just real, Miss Monique, I feel like you're manipulating everyday people. Because if you had the right coins, all of this that you're talking about, you wouldn't be talking about. Mm-hmm. Let's just keep it 100. It's a real issue about the misogyny that's going on. And I'm 100% with you on that. They definitely pay white actors, white actresses, and talent, and producers, and all of that more. That's clear. But the way that you're going about it is because you didn't get your way with one situation, now all of us are suffering. Link up with other people that think like you in the industry, and y'all really stand for something. If it's really just you, I'm not saying that you're standing alone and you're standing by yourself in it, but people, it's hard for people to ride with just one person.
Yeah.
Because usually, think about it. So if you do a boycott, I'm not saying you can't do a successful boycott and walk out by yourself. But it may not hit as hard because you need numbers. You need something to be sacrificed from the other side. So if your numbers was right, would you really be saying all you're saying? I don't think so.
Yeah.
But y'all need to stop acting like you're doing this in real life. You would never walk off of your job and be like, F this job. There are very few in between. And the folks that do and are courageous enough to do that, we can count them on our fingers. We don't know a ton of people that walk away from anything when it comes to protecting themselves, their families financially. The goal is, if you don't like what's going on, find ways to either A, fix your attitude. If you feel like fixing your attitude is not worth it, then you create your own space, which I think it needs to happen. That's the one positive part about this conversation that I'm really enjoying is Black ownership. Not in retaliation, but simply because we need it.
Exactly. We need it. So that's a lot of opportunities for her to do that.
Start that up. You know, and I think the biggest frustrating thing, like anybody who's trying to start something and they don't necessarily have the money to do it, is you want something, but where's the money to do it? Okay, well now you got to deal with relationships. And I don't know how you can recover from cussing out Oprah, Tyler, and Lee. Now, Tyler did give her a chance, which I didn't like that either. She recorded the conversation and then leaked it on the internet.
And but that's another thing she got to stop doing is telling y'all. She's doing that. It's supposed to be private conversation. Let them remain private.
Nothing is private. They all go, well, I'm being real. Like,
we don't need to know that.
We don't need to know what you and Tyler talked about. We will see. The thing about life is, though, to me, and I know you'll probably call me a baby like you did Adrian on the real, but the thing about life to me is this. What's for you, honey, it's for you. Mm-hmm. And what's so powerful about that is nobody can take that away from you. That should give you peace. It don't matter what obstacle comes in your way. It doesn't matter the amount of fear that's in your heart and in your soul. Whatever God has set out for you is for you, regardless of that. And nobody can get in the way of that. You know the only person that can get in the way of something?
Yourself.
Yourself! Yeah. I know I'm preaching.
You preaching now. Come on.
I ain't trying to preach.
We recording on Sunday. She preaching.
So messy. So messy. But you know that your mouth is reckless. And you know that the types of relationships that you may be dealing with, these people may be fake as hell. I don't know these people. Yeah. I give everybody a clean slate until they show me different. But how can we, as consumers, as folks that are trying to embark in the industry, really respect that, knowing that that's not even how you would operate a regular job? Yeah. And that's why I really wish, you know, this is our part two. I wish I can get somebody who do not agree. Because there are a lot of people, more people who don't agree with the logic that we're spitting.
Yeah, a lot of people, I was listening to a podcast, they were like pissed at Steve and how they didn't like the way he grabbed her. They didn't like Steve, period, you know.
Right.
I didn't see it that way, but yeah, a lot of people call him a sellout. I don't know. The money game thing is true.
It's real as hell.
I mean, it is, but I guess they took it as him saying he'll do whatever it takes for his family, his generation. I don't know.
Y'all, we're going to have to hit a part three. And I want this, the next time we do it, I want it to be somebody who totally does not agree and could add perspective. I'm not trying to be mean. You are going to do whatever it takes to take care of your family, especially if you're a man.
Well, people take that as whatever it takes. Like, I'm selling my soul. I'm going to do whatever. Most people, my morals.
Most everything. People do that. Okay, why is there so many black men in jail right now? Because they were selling drugs. Drugs are illegal. That mm-hmm. means you're doing whatever you got to do for your family. Mm-hmm. Are you a sellout, bro? Now, maybe I'm just looking at this wrong. But are you selling out if you're going and selling crack to kids and mothers and grandparents and shit? Like, let's really keep it all the way 100. Let's put it on some regular everyday stuff. When you march into your darn office that you hate, that cubicle you hate every day. But you know your bills got to be paid and you know your kid want to go on this field trip and they need $10. You going to get your ass up and go to work. Period. You sold a little bit of your soul today. That's why I'm not understanding that conversation. It may be on a bigger scale. Maybe you're idolizing Steve Harvey because he has money.
I think people don't like him for things he's done in the past.
And
like,
that's fine.
Yeah. So... And they brought up him bringing out Paula Deen to his...
It's so messy.
His camp for boys or whatever he be having. And he brought Paula Deen after that whole thing that she did or was exposed for.
There are some things that we don't agree with everybody. There are some things that... Because I was thinking about this as I was laying down. I was like, there's a little bit of being problematic in all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on what religion you want, you can label it as we all sinners. Depending on your theologies, we all have that subconscious part of us that we don't want to deal with. I'm not trying to make him an angel. I'm saying for all intention purposes of this conversation, Steve was not wrong. Y'all, we barely have any time. We want to, I think we should do a part three. But I think that the next time we do the part three, we should bring in someone who is pro Monique in the logic, because it's not that we're not pro Monique, but in the logic of what she is really trying to convey. Because right now, I just think she's just really emotionally drained and hurt that she has done so much and is not necessarily getting the same respect as other legends. Mm-hmm. You will always be one of the best, and you've definitely opened it. Kick down some of the doors for a lot of black women, a lot of plus size women, a lot of women who just, I don't want to say loud in a rude way, but that are loud and necessarily get labeled negative. You really kick down the doors. But the way that Steve kind of put it is where I'm at. The way you're approaching it is really, 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 really difficult to work with. And honestly, if it was me, I wouldn't hire you either.
Oh, you know what would be really dope she can do?
What?
She can do Monique Presents with all black comics. Women.
That's what I was saying. Like, that's when you said DC. I was like, I wasn't even going with that.
Just women.
Like,
that
women.
That would be dope.
Like, the next queens of comedy. Like, you host that shit. Like,
That would be dope.
How many ideas have we given her before we wrap that? We've said a book deal. We've said...
Athletic line.
She can do some shoes, too. A restaurant. Hey, she could take a restaurant and then also have a gym on the backside.
Hey, that's something.
You know, it's a lot of different ways that you can do and specialize. You need a better team. You need better management. That's not a sucker punch to you emotionally or your romance life. I respect it. I get it. But you will have to get it a different way. Let's do a part three. This time we'll bring in somebody else. Thank you all for listening. Please get into the comment section. Do you think we're just talking a whole bunch of BS? We're not really seeing where she's coming from. Are we sellouts? Or do you really rock? You know, did we give you some different opportunities and different ways to kind of view this whole Monique and Steve Harvey thing? Because honestly, it's really not just Monique and Steve Harvey. It's Monique and Steve Harvey 1 week. It's Monique and Adrian Balon from The Real 1 week. Another week. It's Monique and Whoopi Goldberg the next. I mean, I'm nervous. We get big and she going to go off on us because of this podcast. But I don't care because it came from love.
It did. We love you for real.
You know, I've been wanting to say that the whole time. I love you for real, Monique.
For real.
For real, for real. You know, young people, we say it twice to make sure that you understand that it ain't a lie. So we love you for real, for real. Use some of our stuff. You don't have to pay us. We just want to see you be better and better.
Yes.
Great. Bye. Peace.
Bye.
To the Middle East. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Millennial Frequency. As always, we appreciate your listening and your engagement. We definitely want you to make sure that you're following us on all social media platforms. So where can they find us, Fairy?
You can find us on Instagram under Millennial Frequency, on Facebook, Millennial Frequency Podcast, and on Twitter as Millennial Freak, FREQ1.
Absolutely. And if you want to find us on our personal pages as well on social media, you can find me on Instagram as well as Twitter as I_am_TEZYA.
All right. And you can find me on Instagram, Sofrio_87, Facebook, Fair Monique Jackson, and on Twitter as Bohemian Baddie or Rastafarian. Yeah, and then also, if you want to email us questions or have any feedback or anything, you can also hit up our email account, which is millennialfrequency18@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Is there anything you want to hear, something that we haven't talked about, a very specialty topic that you're just burning for us to have a discussion about, definitely get in the comments section or DM us or email us as well.
Yes, and make sure you hit the link in the bio to get the platforms on where we're posted, and check us out.
Check us out. Okay, guys, I hope you have a great day. Stay blessed. And as always, you were listening to Millennial Frequency. I'm Tasia.
And I am Farron.
And we're out.